Good morning, everybody. So I'm going to talk about the mission trip and how I consider it to be one of my most memorable moments in my lifetime. And it was quite life-changing for me because I had many moments, and there was no doubt about it that this was one of the moments in my life that I will remember. But I know that I'm still young and that there will be more moments for me, and I trust in God that He will show me more and give me more experiences in my lifetime, because I know God is good and I trust Him to lead me into the path, into His path. So the whole journey, starting from the first day of the mission trip, was quite the ride. Imagine 7 hours of traveling. So we were quite beaten up, and by the time we got to Castro Valley Church, we were just so happy that we had an amazing welcoming church for us. And the next few days were also quite the rides, because for a few of us, it was our first time riding public transportation, and such as the BART system. And if you guys don't know what that is, it's a train, pretty much. And you really never know who you're going to meet out in the world, especially in these public transportations. And trust me, we had quite the amount of people to greet. And all the activities we did were all memorable, like sorting squishy, moldy, stinky, vinegar-smelling oranges. But the most memorable for me was volunteering at the Glide Community Center, because it showed me the amazing power of our faith, the Christian faith. And the wonderful place of Glide brings all these people in and comes together and creates a form of community. And even us, the daily volunteers, young children, felt like part of this family, part of these people while we were serving them, and even though we just met them. But it was quite astounding for me that all these workers at Glide were capable of spending most of their time here, their days here, and even their weeks serving other people, serving God as by serving His children. Even though this mission trip seemed all smooth and clean, I kind of have a worst, and do you guys know what that is? Well, my worst part about it is that I left my mattress at home. I left the darn air mattress at home. Can you imagine 6 days without your bed? Oh my gosh, I know, right? Yeah, but at that moment, it occurred to me that the people that we were going to be serving had less than what we even had, that they go every day without a bed. And so I realized that how convenient, how we love our conveniency so much and how comfortable we are at our homes, but there's people out there and we just feel so closed in on our homes or our moments, such as always having our cars and having a fridge full of food but still not knowing what to eat. It just goes to show that there's so much more in this world to know about. And sometimes those who have less always seem to have more than what we have. Like this wonderful little Asian lady I met at Glide while working at the coffee house. She gave me 3 rules to follow in my life, and she said, express the hope, fear the joy, and share the love. You guys know what that means? I really don't, but I just wanted to add it somewhere in here in my testimony. But I think it really means that even those people around you have so much to show you, so much to teach you, that just listening to them is the little things that you could do for them to show that you care. But since I did have a worst, I do have a highlight. And a highlight that I had was all the beautiful faces, all those amazing smiling faces I saw at Glide. Even though through all the hardships, they still know how to crack a smile. They know how to talk to us and give us these little life lessons just to enlighten us a little bit. And this is what faith is, trusting in God and knowing that He will take care of you. And I want to thank you guys for all your support, for letting us youths to experience such a life-changing moment. And I want to thank Pastor Stacy and Becky for leading us and being such great leaders and teachers and great moms too. Thank you guys so much.